Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
Welcome to Sports Inside and Out Update on our Saturday morning podcast, keeping you updated on all the great things that the legends of sports are doing here. We had a special show today. Of course, today is the funeral services of Moses Malone, and we're just going over the interviews and things that Moses Malone Jr. was just talking about on about his dad and those great NBA stars that will be there. Of course, I'm sorry that myself and, of course, the co-host Wally Jones, we won't be able to get out there because of our obligations. And, of course, you know, I'm recuperating. Of course, Wally is obligated to do some mentorship activity at one of the local juvenile facilities in Central Virginia. But our prayers and our wishes go out to Moses and his family. And, of course, Moses Malone Jr. is doing a heck of a job keeping things together for the family, of course. And Charles Barkley is really helping out a great deal, as he said that Charles used to call Moses Pops. He brought him into the league and taught him the things, of course. And Barkley is doing the eulogy for Moses today. And, of course, in attendance, a lot of the great Sixers, of course, and we got one of the greatest Sixer guards of all time, point guard of the Hall of Fame Sixer team, both of the greatest NBA team in the first 50-year history of the NBA, of course, and known and played with Moses. And I think, Wally, are you up yet, Wally?
Yes, I am, Coach Hatcher. Good morning. How you feeling, anyway?
I'm doing pretty good, Wally.
Yeah,
the back is a little stiff this morning, but I'm hanging in there.
Good. Yeah, I heard you speaking about Moses Malone Jr. And
yeah,
for our listeners, there's quite a few times that I scouted Moses Malone Jr. for South Carolina State and would see Moses down at the MEAC tournament. We will miss the big fella, and I was fortunate to play with the great Moses Malone, and something that I really cherish because, as a young man, he was so determined to set records, in which he did.
Yeah.
The offensive rebound. The chairman of the board was a young man, was very humble, and a guy that it really is something amazing because right after that, I had a chance to play with another high school player, Darryl Dawkins.
Mm-hmm.
And to see ball players during that period of time to come out of high school and to really play and participate with men was really something that I really cherish, to see a young man that brilliant on the boards and that physical and that mental toughness, because, you know, that game of basketball, Coach, is for men.
Yes, no
kids coming in there. So
he
carried us to the playoffs, Coach. He carried us to the playoffs in Utah.
Yeah,
in 1995.
Right. You know, and looking at it, you know, some of the guys that we know very closely, I understand, the Paul Bearers, Andrew, Tony, Calvin Murphy, of course, our friend out there, John Lucas, Hakeem Olajuwon is going to be one of the Paul Bearers, and so many of the great Sixer and Houston Rocket legends, of course, and a variety of other celebrities have been out and will be out there. And I had an interesting situation with a quote, Wally, from Lefty Driesell, who recruited Moses out of Petersburg High School, and old Lefty and his graceful, aging very gracefully. He's down in Virginia Beach, Virginia. They did an interview on him and Fox, and a lot of people don't really know how close Lefty became to Moses when he was in high school, that when he made up his mind that he wasn't going to college, Lefty found him his agent that he kept all the way till his retirement and make sure, You know, you said something very interesting, Wally, before, that Moses took care of his money. And, and of course, people don't realize that Lefty found the agent that made sure Moses wasn't going to be squared away for the rest of his life. And I can't recall the name right now. I think it's going to pop up in a little while. But it was very interesting because I believe that same agent was the one that he had prepared for so many of the University of Maryland ball players, and, of course, the great Lynn Bias and Lynn Elmore and all these guys. So this particular agent took him to heart and made sure that he understood financing, and he grabbed a hold of it, even though he was very humble in many of his things and not spoke much about his monetarial gains through basketball. It was very interesting to hear Lefty, who recruited me out of Norview High School and gave me my first most valuable player trophy for the city of Norfolk. Lefty was the presenter for that. Yeah, and that,
okay.
You know, so it goes back with some history there for me and Lefty. And he still, Lefty was just, he was saying some antidotes that they said he couldn't put on air. So you could imagine what Lefty was talking about. But it was a great situation. And it's so good to be able to connect these type of dots and to see the type of respect that Moses garnered through his entire career. And a quote was also made, almost like it was a common quote from us and of course, Bobby Honor, when we talked about it. He said, a third great Sixer has left us too early. So almost like somebody was listening to our interview. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll talk.
Yeah, I think Bobby is up here now. Bobby, is this you?
Yeah.
Okay, Bobby.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just listening. You know, I'm just frozen in time. I was trying to get an interview with Moses on video, which that took some technique, and we wanted to talk about the program and the method in which he shares himself with other people's programs. It's very interesting. I'm hoping to get someone up to bring that whole program into view.
Mm-hmm.
Are these programs you're speaking of from the chapter? Bobby?
Yeah. They were going over it last time in regards to Moses assisting programs and the method in which he does that. Yeah, that was very interesting. They talked about it in Vegas, you know.
Yeah.
And then I showed a picture of the four of us having lunch with Moses, you know.
Right. I got you.
Yeah, I was just breathless. That's all.
Yeah. You know, one guy that really took it really hard, who was at the film, and I think, you know, Moses became one of his closest friends was Ollie Taylor. And,
cool.
Ollie was you know, even though we did an interview with him and Rob, you know, you could tell that Robert is still, I mean, in a massive grieving stage. You know, God bless his soul. You know, I think nobody really knew how him and Moses talked almost every day, he was saying, you know. So it's very interesting to see the lives that the big boy touched, you know. And we were so privileged over the years to shoot for the stars, to concern athletes action, to pro athletes in action with our basketball tours and things of that nature, that we've garnered so many of the great guys and gave them the validity and exposure that they were doing in their garnishing of their retroactive careers as well as their upcoming careers, to be able to see the personalities such as Moses come along that meant so much, not just at the game of basketball today, but like Bobby so well stated, people don't really know what the guys are really doing off court and post career statuses. You know, they think the guys are just old, you know, just fading away or doing what they want to do. But, you know, these guys, particularly guys such as Moses and Daryl Dawkins, were intricately involved in fan constituency and working with the youth guys.
Daryl Dawkins, I mean, we worked together for quite a number of years with ProCast and with Jerry Rohrbach. People never seen Daryl till he's seen him in a as a clinician. He had a very unique manner of starting off his basketball clinics. And one of the things he would do was you would hear him in the locker room or in a room, and you'd hear this bamming, clamming noise where everyone would be waiting to see what exactly this was. And then he would appear outside the locker room and start his clinic off with one of those affectionate smiles.
Yeah. And many times one of them contagious raps, or what do you call those poet raps, he'd come out just, is that the root of the rod? Is Bogard. I mean, he was out there, but I mean, he was a character, man. And on the flip side of it, Moses was so introverted.
Yeah.
He was very quiet demeanor, very peaceful demeanor. You know, it's really ironic. But we can't question the will of the Creator of God. You know, it's a plan for everything, and everything's a short journey. So, but to see him leave so early, and the trilogy of the guys that left, the Sixers that left, the trilogy that left, were guys that really were making an imprint in society.
Yes.
You know, Charles, of course, we know what Caldwell was doing. We know what Daryl was doing, and we see and recognize the impact of Moses. You know, and you know what remind me of, man. My mama used to tell me things happen in threes for some reason.
That's a whole situation.
That's a whole philosophy. So we lost three greats. We were just between what me, you, Wally, you and I, and what Leon Curry is going through. Bam, three guys on the show incapacitated for a minute, trying to come back. Oh, coming back.
Trying to get well real quick, Coach.
Got to get well.
Yeah, but it's something, man.
To the superstition.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a twofer.
Oh,
and then on top of all,
Hey guys, I got two big meetings to this morning, this afternoon coming up. One with the potential sponsors for the three-man casino league, and the other for NBA Cares Tina, along with one of the lawyers or agents for the sponsoring of recreational programs. So I went to bed on a real up, you know?
I can understand that. I can really understand that. You know what I'm hearing also, guys? You know how, so for all these decades, the thing that molded the youth of New York and the inner cities and Philly and all the major, even around all over the country, when they abolished the Department of Recreations, when they defunded the Department of Recreations, and the kids started going south, and of course nobody wanted to take credit for the damage it did. But I see now that President Obama is asking. I guess it will be a post-presidential type of situation, to try to get private funding to get back to the Department of Recreation by utilizing and integrating the Boys and Girls Clubs. You get what I'm saying, guys? He said it needs to be integrated, that every city, again, needs to be back with the Department of Recreation in conjunction with Boys and Girls Club, la-di-da-di-da, those type of things.
Hey, Coach, let me give you all a brief second on how it affected me. Floyd Lane, for years, subliminally tried to get everyone in line. I had an interview with Roscoe Brown where we went over everything. I started an organization called Empowerment Through Recreation that I wrote a plan where nationally I could help every recreational program. I had the entire park department sheet. In New York, John Crawford, who was a part of the Courtsmen with Cecil Watkins, they controlled the evening centers throughout the metropolitan area. When they closed the evening centers in the schools, that put all the kids underneath the lamppost and in front of the Chinese restaurant. That was the most I didn't realize that this blackening of recreational programs was being done nationally. I don't even want to say anymore.
Yeah, you know what? We don't have to say it because, Wally, you said it when we were in Springfield, Illinois, Wally.
Yeah.
And they were closing those centers in a small city like Springfield and Peoria. We saw the effect. We saw the effects that was happening in small towns, Wally. Remember?
Yeah, definitely.
We saw that those kids, they said, what? We can't come in and play no ball? You know, so the only thing they had during that particular time, Bobby and our listeners, they let us come in to stem the tide of frustrations with these kids by bringing us in and letting us do clinics and play basketball against these kids. And we did it all over the Midwest, in Indiana. We did Indiana. We did Illinois and Missouri. But that was just a prelude. Because we didn't really know the impact at that time, Wally. I really don't think we really realized the impact. Because, you know, no less than about 10 years later, the Crips, the so-and-sos,
the Bloods.
I mean, they took foothold and took those kids.
Well, you know, along with that certificate of completion, which is a non-diploma that they had passing out in high schools that sent you directly to a gang. That was a scholarship or a gang. But,
I like
overall,
to hear that. Yeah, that's an interesting terminology.
Yeah, overall, what I like is that the three-man basketball.com will be able to do the three-man basketball clinic, which is the foundation of recreation and basketball throughout our nation, and especially in the metropolitan city. So I've been very blessed to have a foothold to be able to provide this into communities, but also, as I'm speaking to Humana this morning, of having a health program to go along with it. So we want to be a part of each community's health, less their recreation.
Now that is not only ambitious, Bobby, Wally, and you knew where I'm coming from. That's durable, because getting back to the basis of the genesis of recreation, which is basketball, 3-on-3, 2-on-2s, and the old days type of situation, is a way to bring back the initiatives such as the Shoot for the Stars and the old Stay in School program and the Each One Teach One's Back. Because, see, in each one of those cities, there is a major sports franchise such as the NBA franchise within a demographic area that can be utilized to do such.
Yeah.
You know, so it could be something to look at. Mm-hmm.
Coach, we're cutting the red tape, and we're going straight ahead with it, and along with it brings the national three-man foul shooting contest so that we would be able to affect all ages with that foul shooting and continue the message of recreation and recreation of our community.
I like that Jesse Jackson type of soliloquy you got there. Recreation through, what was that again? Say that again, Bobby.
Recreation to a recreation of recreation, yeah, of our communities, and bringing health and wellness, and also the most powerful thing that we have connected with, that connects with the threemanbasketball.com, is the retired Globetrotters, Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune Literacy Solution.
Yeah.
Chuck, we go all the way back to RIF, Reading is Fundamental.
Reading is fundamental, right.
Absolutely,
you know?
Right, Chuck. RIF, I mean, also those days, it can be remembered because we did so many roving clinics all over, not only in the Midwest, but down in Norfolk, Philly, all over. But,
yeah.
And I
remember the tutoring program which you and Walt Hazard had set up with the backing of Bill Cosby. I remember that very well.
Yeah, but one of the things that Walt Hazard did, and his son's trying to continue that now, is the Sports Academy. Walt actually had programs in middle schools and also in East L.A., which QB and I trained parents and kids. So they're trying to bring back things that are right at – I know his wife, Jaleesa, had talked about it and wanted to mention that, because November 12th he'll be inducted into the Philadelphia Hall of Fame, which we will be attending and broadcasting. But one of the things Walt did was he brought the stars to Compton, the Kareem, the Kiki Sandler. He brought the stars when nobody was in Compton. So I think we need to do just what you said, Bobby, go right back into the grassroots.
It
has to be started again with a premise of education through sports. So
you know what I'm looking at, man? You got some guys now at this stage of their lives. I'm talking about, God bless Moses. He would have been a private, tip of the spear for such. But I'm looking at this thing right now. On the screen, they're talking about the 15 richest NBA ball players retired. I'm talking. And you know who's in the 15?
I have no idea.
Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
He's in the top 15. A couple of other cats.
Hey, email that to me, will you?
I will. You know, of course, it's topped off by Michael, but then it goes right on down the line.
I had made a study of recreational directors nationally, such as Walt Hazard, such as Sam Washington, Cecilia Bill, Joe Whitley, Crenshaw, Barry for South Philly, Cecil Watkins of New York, and the great Sonny Hill, who has all that Sonny has done within recreation and recreation and the education of our youth. His Sonny Hill program has never been expanded. And then the combination of John Chaney and Sonny Hill's camp and educational programs is second to none.
Yeah, all my sons went to that. And Sonny's still doing it, though, Bobby. He's doing the middle school programs all over Philly. He's doing the middle school.
And you know what? It's still done under the radar because it's not being appreciated above the radar. You know, the funds that's out there right now, guys. You know what I'm thinking on now? I'm not just about, you know, this. I'm going to let you get back because we still got 5 minutes left here. I'm thinking out the box here as well. We're in a great situation here right now, Wally, and I'm trying to keep this thing a little bit under wraps until it actually comes to fruition. But I'm telling you, we're almost there. The announcement is going to be made very shortly. But Burrell Advertisement, the largest black advertisement advertisement agency in the country, has all of the clients that have a giant footprint in the urban market. McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Cheerios, Comcast, the actual cable network, Johnson & Johnson, Toyota, so it's, I think it's about, it's a few others, and all of their clients have a major footprint in the urban areas of America. And with this thing now coming out like it is, it's not out of the question. It's not out of the possibility, I'd say, not in the question, that we might be able, through our simulcast and with the direction of guys who have the foresight of Don Jackson and Dan Davis, the marketing vice president for the network and the CCP, they came up through recreation, guys, in Chicago.
Yeah.
They played in the Rucker. They played in the Baker. They saw, and so there are products of what recreation did for them back in the day.
Yeah.
Just like we were. So this might not be a bad opportunity once we get on the simulcast, God bless us, you know, that is coming to fruition very shortly, second quarter 2016, just after Black History Month, before the Stellar Entertainment Awards in Vegas, that their programs, if anybody saw our trail, and Bobby, you saw the trail, you finally saw the trail, you see how those segments in there.
Very impressive.
And you remember one segment in there says, each one teach one?
Yes.
Each one teach one came from Don Jackson and him playing in the Rucker.
I was more impressed with the Sports Inside and Out legends to. Yeah, I was more impressed with that.
Yeah, that was a deep
and
little
piece
in there.
Yeah,
they put it right there prime time, so you can see where we are in the front burner thing. And but I'm just saying that if Wally, you said one thing, I gotta say it like Wally said. I'm gonna let y'all close this out for the last 2 minutes. Wally said, "If not us, who?"
Yeah. Yeah.
If not us, who? So that goes to show, if we don't use what we got right now in these last great decades of our lives that we can be productive with, then it's our fault because we got the ears of those that came after us right now.
Yeah.
And they got the ears of those that's coming up after them. So, If Bobby, you hit it on the head. Listen, go ahead and make the imprint. Grab them now and lay the seeds so we can continue to nourish it, because best we can do for these things right now, the small things we can make on your individual commission activity is to broadcast it.
Yes. Yes.
Is to broadcast it. We still do our little personal inclinations or clinician activities. That's going to be there. Because that's all we know to do, and that's all y'all know to do, really. That's your life.
Well,
but,
Coach, you know, for some 40 years, I've been one of the top clinicians in the nation, along with Wally, who is the best. But the point of it is that the individual attendance at these clinics, I found no longer to be as helpful as us going to the masses. And where the effort needs to be taken.
Right, right. Well, we got the platform. You're absolutely right, Bobby. I know, you know, teamwork makes a dream, where we take thoughts and combine our thoughts off air to make things happen, because that's all we've been doing. That's all we've been doing all of our lives, you know.
Molly, I told all my people, I said, sleeves and solutions. And they said, well, what's that? I said, well, a lot of people got solutions, but I want some people that will roll up their sleeves.
Amen.
I got
you. Boy, you're getting Jesse Jackson. What you getting in contention with Jesse, man? Where you getting these soliloquies from? But anyway, guys, we got to get out of here. We ain't got but 25 seconds left.
I think I got it from Satchel Paige. I'm not
sure. Now, I like that one, too. That's another one. Jesse probably got it from Satch. But listen, thank you so much for being a part. I know y'all enjoying it. Our ratings are going up. We up to 1,700 listeners per month. Queuing in on our Saturday morning podcast. If you like it, just keep on listening. On behalf of Coach Hatcher and Wally Jones and Bobby Zorro Hunter, hey, listen, when legends speak,
people do listen. I know.
People do listen.
Everybody listens.
All right.
Okay, guys.
So take care, brothers.
All right, man. All right, Wally. I got the updates and everything. And how's that thing coming along with the
nothing happening so far.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wally, I sent out your DVD, and then I sent Coach a nice little packet out of the my Dale Davis and the DVD. So, this coach gave me a heads up on how to improve the HD on it, and I'm going to look into that as soon as possible.
Right. Yeah. I talked to Bobby McCullough. He's going to finish up the documentary of the Rutgers because they wanted to add what happened at the event, the 50th anniversary, even though they showed that portion of it. But he said he was trying to add it before he was sent.
Because
I know Sam Stitt said it was really nice when they showed that documentary regarding
it truly was, man. An audience, and they made a stuff out of Coach Hatcher.
Yeah, he told me. We're looking forward for that, man. We're looking to get that material.
We need to take it to the road. We need to take it to the road.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let me go
all right,
roll
guys.
Up my sleeves.
Okay, Bobby Hunter. All right, take care. And Wally, I'll be with you in a few minutes. I got to give you the situation for the day, for this evening. Okay. All right, guys.
All right.
Take you later. All right. Peace.
Yeah. Okay.